This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Snakes bite an estimated 5.5 million people worldwide each year. Experts say tens of thousands of people die from venom poisoning. An untreated or incorrectly treated bite might require the removal of a bitten foot, for example, or an arm. Each year, around 400,000 amputations are the result of snake bites. Last year, for the first time, the World Health Organization added snake bites to its list of neglected tropical diseases. This recognition aims to bring greater attention to the problem. Scientists know of about 3,000 kinds of snakes. About 600 of them are venomous. These are most often found in rural areas in tropical climates. Asia and Africa have the highest number of snake bites. Together, about 4 million a year. Latin America and islands in the South Pacific follow. The highest number of victims are agricultural workers. Snake bites are also common among fishermen, hunters, and children. Many victims live in areas with poor or non-existent healthcare systems, and where anti-venom treatments are often not available. Anti-venom is the only cure. But experts say anti-venom technologies and their use need to be improved. Problems include a shortage of manufacturers and the high cost of treatment. Also, there is a widespread lack of knowledge among local health workers about how to use antivenoms. The treatments can cause dangerous and even deadly reactions if not used carefully. Antivenom contains proteins from animals such as horses or sheep. The animals are injected repeatedly with one or more different snake venoms to produce immunity. The Lancet Medical Journal recently published a series of reports on snake bite prevention and treatment. David Worrell at the University of Oxford in England co-wrote one of them. He praised efforts by the WHO to establish common practices for the production, regulation, and control of antivenom. But he says more must be done. The authors say community education programs could help prevent snake bites by teaching people how to avoid them. They also suggest actions like providing protective boots to wear while working in fields and not sleeping on the ground. Also important is providing information about where dangerous snakes are most likely to live and when they are most active. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by June Sims. MP3s, transcripts, and broadcasts of our reports are available at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Christopher Cruz.